Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name is David.
And I'm Zach. I just told David he'd look good.
Yeah.
That's why he's laughing.
You
it's
slipped
not
it
a joke, though.
You just slipped it in so nicely. You're just like, you look good, take it away. Like,
I'm sure the people think the same.
Thanks, everybody. And thank you, Zach. Anyways, this is the internet's number one Star Trek fan podcast.
That's and right.
What do we do, Zach?
We tackle Star Trek episodes, stardate by stardate, and we review them. Currently, we're in Star Trek Enterprise Season 1, Episode 23, Fallen Hero. Finally, the stardates have returned,
and rolling
it
back
is
in.
Stardate 0209215.2. And before we get going, again, I'd like to thank our lovely Patreons, and I'd like to thank our lovely listeners. You guys are all fucking awesome. Thanks for fucking listening. It feels good. I'm just happy people like Star Trek like we like Star Trek. And, you know,
yeah.
And if you don't like us, then send us an email and tell us why.
And we'll work on it.
And we'll work on it. And, you know, as always, we're on all major podcasting platforms. You can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. And, you know, we're also on YouTube, so you can see how good David looks today.
It's true. Yeah, I'm looking at myself right now, and you're right. You're so right.
I know. And, for those of you that don't know, we are, in fact, the premier Star Trek podcast. Trekking through Trek, one stardate at a time.
That's right, baby.
So, David, take away the synopsis.
All right, so we got a really good episode here today. I really enjoyed this episode a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the episode starts during dinner between Archer, Trip, and T'Pol. And T'Pol is noting that the crew efficiency is down 3%, which apparently is huge.
Shit.
And she notes that she's found a planet named Risa.
And, whoa, Risa?
Which she thinks would be a good place for shore leave. And she kind of hints that she thinks the drop in efficiency is due to a lack of sexual activity on board the Enterprise. And she also notes that Risa has a humanoid population receptive to easing tensions. What did you think about this angle that T'Pol took here?
Well, you know, I think it's accurate.
Yeah.
You know, I think you know, so this crew is pretty tight and small because they're all, you know, this is kind of like a military operation. Yeah. And there aren't too many relationships that we know of outside of that one couple that just won't seem to die. And, you know, I think shore leave's important. I mean, they've been out there for over a year now, I believe. And, you know, they might need a break. And what better place than Ryza? My favorite
That's right.
Ryzen anecdote is when in DS9, Worf goes to Ryza with Jadzia Dax. And Jadzia Dax is hot, and they're lovers. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to have a really good time. And Worf just can't cut loose, man.
Classic Worf.
So on Ryza, they use some sort of, like, you know, geoengineering to keep it beautiful on the main hotel or resort of Ryza, if you will.
Right. It's like, and Disney moved in and kept it
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, and so Worf joins up with these rebels who want to take away all the fun for the Ryzens. It's pretty excellent. It's pretty fucking hilarious.
I don't think I've seen that episode yet.
It's so good. It's so stupid.
But that sounds like classic Worf not knowing how to let loose. He's very square.
Everyone's wearing bathing suits. He's wearing his fucking full regalia.
Yeah.
So
with the sash, the metal sash.
Worf's a gem.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think T'Pol has a good point about that. You know, humans... You know, we have certain demands, certain needs.
Mm-hmm. Needs.
And the Vulcans, you know, they only need it every 7 years, you know. Meanwhile, you know, humans, we could go out at any time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You and me, baby, we're nothing but mammals. And
yeah.
So my
just do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
So I thought it was an interesting angle that T'Pol took here, because she's basically suggesting that they visit like a pleasure planet, you know, a la like, you know, like the Bunny Ranch in Las Vegas, or, you know, like Thailand.
If you put the idol out, it means mm-hmm. you're ready for some sex.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
But, you know, it's like that brings into question, you know, it's like, what are these planets in employing, well, not employing, do they have sex slaves? Are these people go and work there for money? Like, what's the deal? You know, what's going on?
I have had that thought. I think Ryzens just love pleasure, bro.
Okay. They're just a very, they're just a very sensual race of people.
Yeah. Just a horny bunch.
You know what? I can get behind that.
It's like band camp freshman year.
Yeah. Horny is as horny does.
Horny, horny toad.
So anyways, after this little playful banter at dinner beforehand, Archer agrees that it's a good idea. So the Enterprise starts heading towards Ryza, but en route, they receive an urgent communique from Admiral Forrest at Starfleet. Asking the Enterprise to extract a Vulcan ambassador named Valar from the nearby planet Mizar. And he doesn't really give a lot of information, so, you know, Archer and crew, perplexed and a bit peeved, they set off towards Mizar to retrieve the Vulcan ambassador with extreme urgency.
Extreme
urgency. And there was something that I noted here about this. Admiral Forrest says that the nearest Vulcan ship is a week away, so they can't, you know, so the Vulcans can't go get Valar.
Yeah.
So they ask Enterprise to go and get this lady, but then he says that in 3 days you'll rendezvous with another ship. So it's like, it's the math there doesn't really work for me, you know. It's like 7 days, 3 days to rendezvous. You know, what's going on?
Holy shit, dude. I don't think anyone expected you to whip out an altimeter and be like, hey.
Measuring out the stars.
If the fucking Vulcans leave going warp 7 into the east, and humans go warp 4 to the west. At what point?
It becomes a classic word problem. Okay, I see.
You know.
I don't know, I just thought it was highly suspect, and
the whole thing is suspect.
It is, yeah, and I mean, I guess it makes sense later on because they explain it, but it made me think of a couple days ago. I think I even sent you. It was on the subreddit Daystrom Institute. Mm-hmm. Some guy noted that, why is the Enterprise always the closest ship to whatever is going on?
Yep.
And I think your response was, because fuck you, that's why.
Well, you know, I mean, yes, fuck you, that's why.
Yeah.
And B, I think because it's urgent, they just wanted whoever's closest to go get her.
Right.
You know, so I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, and then my response to that was like, well, the show's about the Enterprise, so of course they're going to be the closest one, and of course it's going to be urgent, so of course they got to go do it.
Yeah. You better get getting.
Yeah.
continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, they eventually arrive at Mizar. They're hailed immediately by the High Council, who says that the shuttlecraft is on its way up to the Enterprise, and so Valar arrives on ship very quickly, and she's rather an uncharacteristic. She doesn't display
she's
a lot
of chill.
Yeah, she's very chill. She sticks out her hand to shake people's hands. She comments on Hoshi's niceness of letting her borrow her room.
And, you know, T'Pol was very serious about how regimented this meeting should go.
Yeah.
And, Valar bucked all of those trends.
She did.
You know, didn't mind the smell, was fine with touching them. You know, was interested in Hoshi's shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, I have a thought. It's about Valar.
Please think.
She's the Dame Judi Dench of Vulcan.
She is, man.
That's M, baby.
She looked just like her, didn't she?
She looked just like her. That's what I'm talking about.
007.
So anyway, right, so it turns out that... What does it turn out? That the Mizarians want her back?
Mm-hmm.
And Archer's conflicted. Dad's conflicted. He needs a reason. And then you see some real friendship and trust between Dad and T'Pol.
That's right.
And, you know, no shore leave, but...
No shore leave, but they get involved in a little scrum here.
A little scrum.
A little intergalactic scrum, if you will.
That's what I would call it.
Yeah.
I love it when Dad says polarize the whole plating.
That gets me hard.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
I also love it when Dad plays hardball.
I do too.
Well, I'm going to take you back to the Mizarians.
Yeah.
If you don't tell me what it is. The thing is I can't believe that he's playing hardball.
Yeah.
Because he's still got that smug little smile.
Right.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, you never really know where Dad lies. Dad says something, but you know he always means something else.
Uh-huh. Dad lies with the dogs.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, and he totally calls her bluff, too, because, you know, the whole thing ends up, you know, Valar doesn't want to tell him what happened on Mizar, you know, but... Dad's like, well, if you're not going to tell me, we're just going to head back, you know? I don't care if we're outgunned and we're outmanned. We're going to go head back, and we're going to give you back to them. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's kind of just like, whoa, what the hell? You know, he really put his dick on the table and let her know what's up.
He dropped his fucking iron balls on the table.
I think Jolene Blaylock?
Blaylock.
Yeah. She gives such a solid performance this episode, man. Like, when she's kind of, I don't want to say begging, but I guess maybe entreating Archer to turn the ship back around and go back towards the Vulcans, she conveys so much with her, like, facial and her
without much.
Yeah.
It's very subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's a great actress. It's too bad she never did anything else.
Yeah.
You know, but she played a great Vulcan.
Yeah, she did. And she's up there in the panoply of really amazing Vulcans, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. What would you rank the order of Vulcans?
Spock is obviously first.
Of course.
He's daddy. Second, I would say maybe T'Pol. I really enjoy.
T'Pol's an amazing Vulcan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. So.
And then after that, it would be like sub characters, you know, like, you know.
Saval's cool.
Yeah, Saval.
You
know, people like that.
Yeah. So, there are some important continuity notes.
Mm-hmm.
This marks the first time Enterprise reaches Warp 5. First episode to state that ships can't fire phase cannons while at warp.
Yes.
And spoiler alert, they reach Ryza, not next episode, but the episode after.
Oh!
And Dad's really going to get his reading in.
And his diving.
God damn it. Yeah, that next episode, I think I'm going to finish some books.
You know, when Valar first comes on board, she expresses how happy she is to be able to practice English with the humans.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, when do we transition to it being known as Galactic Basic? You know?
Oh, okay.
Or Starfleetian, or
what are they? Starfleetian.
Is it always English?
What about just human?
Human, yeah, there we go.
You know?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
I would wonder in translated episodes of this if they say something other than English.
You That's know? A great thought.
I've That's been a... waiting to practice my Japanese.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Shoot.
How much do you think Dad likes the Enola Gay and George Washington?
I'd say quite a bit.
Never heard him talk about that, and yet yeah. They've got a pretty prominent place on his wall for decorations. Yeah. So prominent that it's in the same height as his water polo ball.
Yeah. And it's really ham-handed, isn't
it's
it?
It's like, the Enola Gay, bro? Jesus Christ. Your dad's working on a goddamn warp drive.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Couldn't be Columbia or, you know, Apollo or something like that.
Well, the fucking beauty of, you know, the Apollo missions.
Yeah.
You know, TNG is all the old, you know, Enterprise ships.
Right.
Come the fuck on, man. You chose the Enola Gay?
Right.
Out of all. He's just ham-handed as fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's... For me, that's all I got.
Oh, okay. There's one more thing that I wanted to touch on. I guess it's a continuity point. As Valar leaves the ship to go with the Vulcans, she turns to T'Pol and says, "Live long and prosper," and that is the first time in the canon so far that we've heard that.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's,
she didn't hit her back though, which I thought was a little rude.
She just bowed to her.
I know, but where's the live long and prosper? Now she's gonna die on the transport. You know, every action has a reaction.
Die quickly and suffer.
No, I do have one more point, actually.
Yeah.
T'Pol says to Tucker when they're still on their way to Ryza,
mm-hmm.
and he's wearing a pretty sweet Tommy Bahama he just replicated real quick.
Yeah.
And she says, "If you're planning on wearing that on Ryza, you'd be better off staying on the ship." Sexual tension much?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you know, rule number one, you gotta be seen to get noticed. Nice.
Hey.
Nice. Fonzie over here.
Yeah, maybe T'Pol's doing the classic girlfriend thing of, like, I hate the way my boyfriend dresses.
Yeah. Yeah.
This place doesn't have pina coladas. It sucks.
Okay.
If you like Risa coladas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Getting caught on the beach.
Getting handies from a recent boom, boom, boom.
You guys are welcome for that. That's
a shame it's a shame we can't license that music for the outro.
Yeah. You know what? We should start an acapella group right there. You could really tell how good we were going to be.
Barbershop duet.
Barbershed. No.
Barbershed.
That's what it is. It's like between chat and shed.
I'm out, boys.
Well, thanks for listening. Huh?
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Keep following us. You can find us on every major podcasting platform. Find us on YouTube. If you like what we're doing, and we know you do, send us a buck or two. You know, this has been a labor of love thus far. But, yeah. You know, financial support goes a long way. It really does. You know?
So does a like and a subscribe.
Yeah, and, you know,
straight up.
On that note, you know, every Christmas, my little nieces and nephews, they look forward to getting a card from me because I slip a crisp $5 in there and I tell them to go buy something that they like. And if you guys can return that favor to us, it'd be perfect.
Do you even have any nieces?
No.
I don't think I do either.
Well, because a niece is the son of your brother or sister.
Yeah.
I've got young cousins.
Doesn't count.
Nope. Anyways.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.